Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yesterday, alhamdulillah, we commenced with the story of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, moving towards the core focus, which is the descent of Isa alayhi salam, and that ties up with our theme, Major Signs of Qiyamah. We discussed about an entire surah being dedicated to his mother's family, Alu Imran, an entire surah of the Quran being dedicated to his mother, Maryam. And we spoke about how his grandmother, his nani, made a vow, and she had to fulfill that vow, and his mother Maryam was dedicated to the service of Aqsa, and Zakariya alayhi salam saw her enjoying fruits out of season, and that prompted him also then to make dua for a son, although his wife was out of, you know, childbearing season. Allah granted him Yahya alayhi salam as a son, was a great Nabi, and then Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam was the guardian of Maryam, and once when she went to bath, that's when she found Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam informing her that Allah had decided she would bear a child. It resulted in great scandal within the community, but Isa alayhi salatu wasalam spoke from the cradle and exonerated his mother. And his example, Allah says, "Inna mathala Isa indallahi kamathali Adam." The likeness of Isa before Allah is like the likeness of Adam. Adam alayhi salam was created without any parent, mother or father. So Allah created Isa alayhi salam without a father. That's easier to do than creating without any other parent. Now, Isa alayhi salam grew up. He was blessed with Nubuwwah. He was blessed with a book, the Injil, or the Bible as it's referred to, the original, not the modern day, which we as Muslims believe contains many fabrications, distortions, etc. And the Quran repeatedly refers to him as Isa ibn Maryam, Isa the son of Maryam, to negate the Christian belief that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the son of Allah, waliyadu billah. That was Christian belief that that kind of developed at a much later stage. So continuing from there, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam faced a lot of opposition, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about it in the Quran. Allah gave him the ability to perform miracles. And Allah talks about this in the Quran. أَنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُم مِّنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ فَأَنْفُخُ فِيهِ فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. You know, clay birds, he would breathe into them and they would become alive. He could resurrect the dead from the grave by the permission of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He would touch people and they would be cured. And he made it very clear that he was a prophet of Allah. وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ. I am Allah's messenger to you. مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَةِ. I have come to confirm what the original Torah has mentioned. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. And I've also come to give you the glad tiding of a Nabi that's going to come after me, and that is Ahmad, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, eventually the point was reached where Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was a big threat, and he knew that now his life was in danger. And Allah says, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ. The disbelievers, they plotted to kill Isa alayhi salam, but Allah plotted as well. Now, at that occasion, when they came to capture Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah uplifted Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to the heavens. And Allah made one of his companions look like him. And it was that companion that was put on the cross and killed. And then the Christians believe 3 days later he was resurrected and he ascended to the heavens. Muslims believe that he never died in the first place. He was raised to the heavens by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And there is confirmation of this in the Quran. If you look at Surah An-Nisa in the 6th juz, وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. And because of their saying in boast, referring to the Jews, that we killed them, that we killed the Messiah, meaning Isa alayhi salam, the son of Mary, the messenger of Allah. But Allah says, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ. They did not kill him. وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. They did not crucify him. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. But it appeared to them that the person that they had captured was Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Allah says that بَرْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. Allah is the one who raised him, meaning body and soul, unto Allah, into the heavens. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam did not die a natural death. When he comes back to earth, that is his Muslim belief, then he will die a natural death. And then the Christians will see, because he will come and he will alert them with regards the wrongful belief of Christians that Allah forbid he is the son of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Actually, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَإِمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. that there's none of the people of the scripture except that they will believe in them, in him before his death. Meaning that Christian himself, when the angel of death comes now and he starts to see the things of the afterlife, then he will realize that, you know, Isa is not the son of God. He was a great prophet of God from the Ulul Azm, the strong-willed, but he's not the son of God. And either that's one way of interpreting it, or it means that before Isa alayhi salam would pass away, all of Christendom would now know, because he would come to earth, that this is a messenger of Almighty Allah and not the son of Almighty Allah. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ, they did not kill him. وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ, they did not crucify him. And even the Quranic words, some have gone with a different interpretation, where, for example, Allah says, اللَّهُ يَتَوَفَّلْ إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا إِسَى إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ, O Isa, I will take you, meaning not in life, meaning I will take you body and soul and raise you to myself. And cleanse you from all the accusations that they make against you. We'll leave it there for today, inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.